Blog Talk Radio. Hey, apparently Blog Talk is still having issues. So, Elizabeth, can you hear me?
Oh, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. So I guess we can do this. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, I'm you.
Okay. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Sadhu, S-A-D-H-U. You can find me on Facebook, and I'm Elizabeth Mataji, M-A-T-A-J-I, Sadhu. And, let's see, what am I supposed to say this time? I do this every time, like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to talk about myself. I call myself, or I should say the angels gave me the title of warrior goddess of joy in the last year, and which is really fun because I kind of feel like that's where I'm at now. And, you know, I struggled a lot of years to get to this place and, you know, a lot of healing, a lot of peeling that big old honking onion that I appear to be. I keep thinking, like, whoa, that onion keeps getting bigger. You know, it's like I keep thinking, okay, yeah, there can't be any more to peel, and then there's something else, you know. But I'm feeling really good about where I'm at. I love my life. It's fabulous, and I just really focus on being present and where's the joy, you know? And so what I do some coaching or readings with people to help people find more joy in their life. I have a big old long story, but I'm just going to tell you the quick one today. So, I think that's
okay.
It. For now, okay.
All right. Touch. And let's see, I guess I should tell everybody who I am. I am a woman who is trying to do two things at once, even though she knows it doesn't work. Okay. Not working at all. Okay. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people to change their beliefs, to start creating the life that they actually desire instead of the one that they feel that they're stuck with. Check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, where there's plenty of information. Or you can go to Infinity Healing for Women, because Infinity Healing is the method that I use to help people to change their lives. I should say it's one of the methods that I use. Okay, enough about me, enough about you. All right, let me find us on my computer. There we are. All right, we will go to our first caller from area code 860.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I'm from Connecticut, and thank you.
Thank you.
Louder, because like you're very quiet.
I had the terrible surgery I was dreading last week, and my husband's been so mean to me because I needed surgery, and I don't know if it's the drugs they gave me or the lack of compassion in my home or what it is, but I'm feeling more hopeless than ever now. And you're talking about joy, and I feel like I've lost all of that, and I just don't know, is the future going to be any better for me, because I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
I'm sending you a,
this is what to tell you.
Yeah. This is Elizabeth, and so Lisa, I'm sending you a big, big angel hug. So the angels right now are showing me that they're doing this technique they call enfolding, and you can actually do this for yourself, or you can send this to other people, and they're showing they're enfolding you in their angel wings, and it's like the most amazing, cozy, perfect temperature, lovely softness, comforting, imaginable kind of blanket that you're enfolded in. And as they enfold you, they also are saying that you are healing, and they're saying that they're so sorry that you're having such hard times right now. And they're saying that basically they think what's going on with your husband is that he's just completely freaked out. Like, he's completely afraid that you're going to be incapacitated, or that he's feeling also stressed, like feeling like a big bunch of responsibility on himself. And he was never trained to figure out how to talk about it or to be kind. He's only modeling like what he has learned. So, but they're saying you need to take care of you. And they are saying that it's hard to try not to take it personally. And this is very challenging. It's very challenging in a relationship to not do that. And, but they're saying that you need to take care of you and get yourself well. And so they're suggesting, and they know that it's hard because you feel like you're in kind of this really deep pit of despair, and that you look up and it's like you can't even see any light. You know, that's what it feels like right now. So they are suggesting to just take really each second at a time. And, you know, to sit. So now you're in a recovery from surgery. So you're probably having quite a bit of time where you're pondering, which sometimes is awesome, but sometimes it's really hard because it's like, I don't want to be thinking about all this. And then it's easy to have despair and sadness come up. So, but they're saying take little moments throughout your day, throughout your hour of each day, and imagine what would bring you joy. And maybe all you can do right now is is imagine, you know, maybe you're visualizing a sunny day, or maybe you're visualizing a field of flowers. You know, they're saying just really grab on to anything that might feel like just bringing a little bit of sunshine into your life right now. My guides and angels don't like to speak to the future because we're in this world of swiftly changing and shifting, that they could make some prediction and then 5 minutes later it'd be wrong, it'd be different anyway. So they don't like to go there. So they're encouraging you to really be in your present moment and just look for those little glimpses of sunshine, whatever that might be. Maybe it's having a little cup of tea. You know, anything you can think of. Maybe it's watching a funny movie. Maybe it's reading a happy book. So they're also showing me that they'd love to see you envelop your husband in the, imagine those angel's wings enfolding him. There's something going on with him, like it's like he's feeling so overwhelmed and anxious and stressed. And he just, again, they just are saying he doesn't know how to channel this energy and it's freaking him out. And so therefore he's being mean, and what feels like mean to you. And it's really not so much about you. It's more about him just feeling really completely freaked out. So they're saying that throughout the course of your day, as you're, you know, you're focusing on your healing and you're finding those little pieces of joy, they say, imagine every time you think of your husband, imagine him enfolded in angel's wings. Just, you know, that's like a little gift you can give him, because we can't really do much for other people. Have to figure out their own thing, right? Even our own husbands, our own partners, they still have to figure it out. We can't do it for them, but we can certainly send them love, and we can certainly send them, you know, enfold them in these lovely angel's wings. And then they say just, and to really, for you, then you can do that. And then you focus on what you need to do for yourself. And they know, they see you, they're sending so much love to you. They understand that it's hard. It's hard. And you feel like you're just bottoming out, you know, like how can it get better? They're showing me also that it's like you're in a healing crisis, and it's not even so much about your physical part, but it's about your emotional part. And so when we're in a healing crisis, it can feel completely overwhelming. It's, oh my God, this is never going to end. I don't see any light. I'm, you know, and you're so in it, you don't even realize that you could think, oh my gosh, I'm in a healing crisis, because we're so in it. We can't even imagine our way out of it. So they just want you to know that this will shift. This will shift. And to focus on finding those little glimmers of light, the little bit of joy, you know, let it come in. Whenever you think about your husband, even when your husband comes into the room, immediately send him love. Send him a beam of love and have those angel wings enfold him. And you don't have to tell him what you're doing. Just practice this and try this, and the angels say the energy will shift. Okay, Barbara Grace.
Okay. So one of the things that I'm hearing is that you're actually blaming yourself being sick, for having to have surgery, for everything that you feel is wrong in your life. You have taken this huge pile of blame and put it on yourself, and to do is to get rid of that blame. So are you willing to let that blame go?
Yes. Yes, please.
So I will ask you a question, and the question will go on for a while. And at the end, I'll say, if you're willing to accept this, say yes. And that's how you know the question is ended. Okay, here we go. Infinity healing for releasing the blame, releasing the blame that's weighing you down, the guilt that you're feeling about this whole situation, the ways that you are judging yourself. If you had only done this or that or something else, and everything would have been different. all of that kind of stuff is going through your mind, and this divine infinity healing energy and decompressing all of that and making it a trillion times bigger than the universe so that it's no longer resting on your shoulders. It's no longer in your energy field. There are also all of the energy of punishment, because there's parts of you that believe you should be punished. And that's not true. You haven't done anything wrong. So it's just that off of you, because you don't need that. You really haven't done anything wrong. And your heart is being opened. There's all these walls and barriers that you have around your heart, and all of that is being taken down, and your heart is being filled with love. Emotional love for you can actually love and accept exactly as you are. You don't have to change a thing. You are already wonderful to be loved. And this is all a part of you opening up to you. So everything that's happening is actually for you. Willing to accept that it is okay to let go of all of that heaviness and to start accepting love in your life. Because I didn't hear you.
Oh, I didn't know I was supposed to say something. Yes, I accept that.
Okay. All right, and take three nice deep breaths. Do you feel now?
Okay.
All right, so let me check in with your guides and your energy and see what else they're recommending for you. One of the things I want you to realize that is a choice to make in any moment of your life. It's not something that you have to work at becoming. It's not something you have to struggle to find. It's just a choice. And so no matter what is happening around you, you can choose to be in joy. Just like when my computer wasn't doing what it was supposed to and I couldn't call into the show, I could have gotten really upset, you know, and angry and even hit the computer and yell and scream at it. But instead, I just, because I knew everything was going to work out fine, even though it wasn't working fine in that moment, choice about how I felt being stuck in a situation. So let's do a little clearing on letting you make a choice. Would you like a divine infinity healing for opening you up to the choice of happiness, having a wonderful life, letting go of all of those beliefs about this is horrible and I'm suffering and I'm struggling and he's being mean to me and he doesn't love me and he doesn't value me and all of those other things that you are creating in your own mind. Let go, to be decompressed and expanded and made a trillion times bigger than the universe, because those are just stories. And now you can choose to feel joy. You can do that by simply remembering something that you enjoy, whether it's a sunshine, a flower, a butterfly, playing outside when you were a little kid, drinking lemonade on a hot day, whatever that you have that you enjoy, you just bring that to mind. The joy. Divine infinity healing is making it easier for you to find that joy. in that joy has the power to control you, not even your husband. He does not have power over you or the power in your life. You are responsible for you. So this is bringing you back into your power, into your joy, into your love, into your light. And if you are ready to start living your life for yourself, take three nice deep breaths. And there's one more thing there. Would you like a divine infinity healing for forgiveness? Your husband for being the way he's being, or self to the way he's being, for forgiving yourself for it, or blaming yourself for forgiving everybody in the medical community who had your food. Everybody that you were holding any resentment, emotions against, just opening your heart and letting that forgiveness flow forth. As you forgive, you are all of those negative emotions, regrets, erasing that negativity that's been weighing you down. Lift it off of you, okay? Because it no longer has a place in your life. Giving, it brings you freedom to really live, freedom to heal, fully recover, freedom to choices about what you want to experience in your life. Ready to accept this change.
Yes, please.
Did you say yes?
Yes, please. Yes, we have a lot of background noise and interference and breaking up.
Well, then take three nice deep breaths. Okay. Feel now.
Better, thank you. Thank you, so much better, thank you.
So can you imagine your life with joy in it now?
Well, I stopped crying, so that's a start.
Yes, it is. All right, let me check in with the angels one more time, make sure we got everything. You're ready to go. So remember that your life changes at a time. So in any moment, if you are feeling bad, you can simply choose to feel better. You know, absolutely wonderful, standing on a mountaintop, in the sunshine and rainbows and all of that other kind of stuff. You can just decide to feel better. You can just get a little better at a time. If that's all that you feel that you can do, that's enough. You know, reach the highest pinnacle with the first step. One little step, that's better. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. And, well, I know that everything's going to be better now, so. Enjoy
Thank
your
you.
Life.
Much love to you.
Thank you so
much.
Much
love.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Much love.
Okay.
All right. I'm not sure what the deal is with people today. We've had three people call in, get in line, push the number one.
Huh? Yeah. Did they go away?
Well, you know, when I called in, one of the times I called in and, you know, it started the music and everything. And in the middle of that, there's some problem with Blog Talk and we're going to hang up on you now.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought, well, that's odd.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Apparently Blog Talk is having problems with people calling in. I couldn't get the show on Thursday to work because I couldn't call in.
So
I don't know if it's doing that to people who are calling in, because that is weird that people, you know, call in, push one, wait, and then just disappear.
Wow, gosh. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, is it Mercury retrograde right now? Or, you know, I mean, you start wondering, like, is there some deeper thing going on? Or is it just strictly Blog Talk Radio? Yeah.
Apparently so.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not sure how many callers we're actually going to be able to get. If it's going to hang up on
Oh, my. Oh. Maybe I should do the chant for miracles.
Maybe so. Yes. Do miracles for Blog Talk. Yes.
Okay, let's do that. Oh, whoops. Is that you?
Okay, go
What's
ahead.
That?
That was my phone. I shut it off.
Okay. Dun dun rum das guru jinasidia tenesavaria puri hoe karamat opposite jinahare dharia siki ate sangati para brahmakara namasakaria atala ata hoto litu tera antana para varia jini tu sevia bokara se tu de para utaria Lava loba kama krodha maho marakade tu disapara varia. Dana sotera tana he sachatera pesa karia. Nanakatula henatu he guru amara tu vicharia. Guru dita tamana sadaria. Guru dita tamana sadaria. We'll see if that helps.
Well, I
you never
bad.
Know. I know. I feel good. So funny. Well, we've had some funny shows recently, haven't we? Where we had one time where when we have one person on the chat room, like it was like, where are the people? And so I was waiting, you know, listening to the music this morning, I thought, oh, I'll get on Facebook and just, you know, promote out your show. And I don't know, you know, Facebook nowadays, you never know if anybody's going to see anything just because of the way they have the, you know, people's feed. You may be connected to a bunch of people, but, you know, not everybody's going to see it. So anyway.
I put something out there too, and...
Oh, I see that. I just opened it up to, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You never know.
What's up? Yeah.
So apparently we're supposed to chat now. I'm not sure what we're supposed to chat about. What do you want to chat about?
Let's see. What are we going to chat about? Oh, I'll tell you a funny story I was thinking about with during Lisa, just with her situation, you know, how sometimes our partners seem so unmovable, right? So my husband and I actually just celebrated 26 years of being together. That was our first date, and we've been together ever since. And we still have our little tiffs and our whatever, we're, you know, misunderstandings or whatever. But one of the things I love, I just love to do, and call me crazy, is I love changing the furniture around. And in fact, Jim would jokingly tell people, yeah, Elizabeth gets up in the middle of the night and changes the furniture around, which of course is not true, but he thought that was very funny, right? And so anyway, we live in our house now, and it's been about a year, I know. We do spend a lot of time laughing, as you can imagine. So we've been in our new place now for about a year, and pretty much what I've noticed, what Jim and I lived in a lot of different places together, and basically we kind of get it set. We talk about how we want to arrange everything, and we get it set, and sometimes, especially when we've lived in really small spaces, it's pretty unmovable. You know, you can't change it around because there's no other option. So anyway, in this place, it's pretty much like that. Although if it was up to me, I'd probably change things around just for fun because it gives me such a thrill. But we have this, our extra bedroom, we call it the sunroom, and it's quite a large room. It was actually the master bedroom, but we sleep in the little bedroom. And Jim basically said, hey, you know, that can kind of be your room. So I sit here a lot. It's upstairs. There's light. I can look out at the trees. I meditate and do all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I had told Jim a few weeks ago, I said, you know what, you got to know that I'm going to have to change the furniture around every so often, or I just won't feel like my life is worth living. And so he was kind of like, okay, but it has to go with the pictures, everything on the walls, because he's kind of the wall guy where he gets everything set, how, you know, aesthetically. He has a degree in art, so he's very, you know, meticulous about some aesthetic things like that. So anyway, a couple days ago, this afternoon, I'm changing the furniture around. And I changed the whole thing around, and we have this little couch I sit on a lot, and I put it on the other side of the room, and now I have a different view looking out this different window, and I can see the willow tree, and now I'm looking across it. I have some of my portraits hanging up on the wall, and it just is kind of like this different view. And I all of a sudden had this like, oh my God, it is so, I realize why I love doing this. Partly I love doing it because it's something different. Partly I love doing it because then I actually dust and vacuum underneath all the stuff that's been sitting there, right? And then I realize I love doing it because I have this whole different viewpoint. I have a different viewpoint now. It's looking at things a little bit differently. And so it was kind of like, you know, what can you do that's a little bit different that's, you know, for me, I love changing the furniture around. Maybe it's, I'm sick of eating the same thing for breakfast. I'm going to try something different. You know, I'm going to walk down to the coffee shop and I'm going to go a different way or whatever it is. You know, it's kind of like, and so anyway, first Jim comes back after he's on his bike doing errands and stuff. And he comes back after I've changed it around and he's kind of looking around very suspiciously about the whole room like, what have you done, you know? and then yesterday or whatever, I'm sitting in the little blue couch and I'm looking across and we have this little green kind of comfy chair, like a smallish but comfy chair. And so Jim and I often will sit across from each other. He's like, you know, brushing his teeth or whatever, and we're just kind of looking at each other laughing or whatever. And he sits down and he says, oh, yeah, it's a lot easier to get to my closet now. That was so funny. Because I told him, I said, I'm sure it won't stay this way forever, but for me, it was like so much fun. And I'm still sitting here getting a thrill out of the new arrangement, which is just like, it's such a small thing, but for him, I think it's a big thing, you know? And so anyway, this is so cute. And so I was thinking about Lisa, you know, just like every time she sees her husband or thinks about her husband, just send him love, you know, and fold him with those angel wings. And I've done this. I've been doing this kind of thing, practicing it for years. And if I'm kind of wallowing around in my anger that I'm mad at him, that just doesn't get me anywhere. But, or, you know, even trying to have a big argument with him about it to try to talk it out, that often, sometimes that we need to do that, but that often doesn't get me anywhere. But when I just kind of shower love on him and, you know, do that thing, then that, I'm telling you, sometimes these miracles happen of shifting energy that I'm just in awe of. So, anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, now I'm thinking of that short prayer that I give to some people. And
oh, good.
To give it to anybody who's listening. And okay. So this is a prayer that I use whenever feeling something that I don't want to feel. You know, if I wake up and I decide, oh, it's a bad day for whatever reason, I can't think of a reason.
Yeah.
But, you know, I might just, I would simply say this little prayer, and it goes like this. Please decompress and expand all of the energies, bodies, and all of my personal space now. And that one little prayer, and you may have to say it several times, it doesn't matter, my energy. And I start to feel good. I start to feel happy. I start to feel joy because I'm letting go of whatever it is that was weighing me down. See, I didn't even identify. I didn't need to. Spirit knows it when I'm saying, you know, decompress and expand, that I'm asking it to do that with things that are constricted and tight and heavy, because you don't decompress and expand things that are already decompressed and expanded. So it's just a simple way of bringing that change.
Yeah.
Don't work at it. You just say the little prayer.
There you go. I like it.
But I'm also a furniture mover.
Are you too?
I need to move the furniture.
Changes. Isn't that
the
fun?
The feel of the room sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I used to be really, really bad about it. I lived in a little house in North Carolina, and it really was a little house. And one day my husband came home, and I had appliances in the kitchen around. The refrigerator was in a different room. He just looked at me like I was totally insane.
Of course. You know, that's so cute. So I was married before, and that's where my kids are from, him. And I still remember, I changed the furniture around really a lot back then. And I remember my husband or my son would come home, and he'd always go, Matichi, you change things. Like, he always noticed, you know. And my husband at the time never even noticed, or at least he never commented, you know. And I just thought it was so sweet. My now 36 and a half year old son, with his little squeaky voice, Matichi, you've changed things. So sweet. But I know what you mean. Like, I've tried some crazy arrangements just to have something different, you know. But anyway.
But you really don't know if it's going to work if you don't try it, you know.
Exactly. Exactly right. Yeah. So you aren't seeing any action there over at Blog Talk Studio?
chat room. Nobody's called in. So I don't know if they're still having problems getting in because this is totally unusual.
Yeah.
Although it's not kicking us out.
I know.
So I don't know what it's doing.
No, I know. Yeah. 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 I don't know. Huh. Weird. Well, I don't know. What do you think we should do?
Well, let me see if they want us to just end the show or what do they want us to do. Oh, now they're showing me this image of us doing a song and dance routine. This is radio. We can't do a song and dance routine. Oh, they are so funny. They've got us with these little straw hats. They used to use like on the 4th of July for dance routines and movies. That's the kind of hat it looks like. And then we've got these little canes and we're dancing and kicking and oh, no, we're not going to do that.
That's funny. Now I'm seeing Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck.
That's the grand finale.
That's right. That's the grand finale.
Well, we can go ahead and end the show for today. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk. I may have to call Blog Talk after this and ask them what the heck's wrong with you people. But I'm in now.
Okay. Well, let me know. I have also, I'm going to need to, I have some schedule conflicts coming up in the next few months. So I don't know if we want to just have me not do it anymore or shift me to, I have Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I have a class I'm going to be taking, starting right at 9 o'clock my time, which is when your show is on, you know, the fourth Friday.
Yeah, that's true.
At least 9 o'clock for me. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. I'll put it out to you now. So you sit with it, ask your guides what they think's the best thing to do. And, you know, cause I've kind of wondered the last, we had nobody call in or one person call in like a couple months ago, I think. And so I started kind of wondering, oh, maybe, you know, my time is done with you on this show, but I'm not totally sure. So you sit with it and see what you think, you know, and then now I have this conflict. So, anyway, you sit with it, girl, and let me know.
Okay. Maybe you'll come back once a quarter or something instead of every week. Who knows?
I know. Yeah, maybe so. Yeah. So, okay. Because even, you know, when I've remember, you know, I make sure to remember to post it out on my Facebook page and stuff, which also goes to my Twitter feed. It's still like, oh, okay, maybe there's just a time to shift some energy here and change it up or something. So, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I will let you know what
guidance
tells me, and we will move accordingly.
Sounds good. Okay, sweetie. Okay, I love you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And thank you to all of the listeners, including those who listen from the archives. You are loved and you are valued. And I will be back next Tuesday at 11 a.m. So come and join me then. Until then, remember that every moment is a moment of joy if you choose to be in joy. Bye-bye, everybody.